Patty Gilbert is no stranger to the assembly process. She's served as an elected borough official since 2016. But at her first meeting as mayor of Wrangell, Gilbert took advantage of her new position to paint a strong vision.
I want to endorse two major goals for the assembly, and they're very simple: infrastructure and economic development. Let's have those two goals to begin with, which are very broad, but let's have that be our driving force for every meeting.
Gilbert ran for mayor on a similar platform, also advocating for greater communication and transparency between the assembly, borough administration, and the public. At Tuesday's meeting, she said she's working with the borough clerk to put more information at the fingertips of the decision-making body.
I also asked the borough clerk to open access on MuniCode for the minutes and the agendas of our commissions and our committees so that we can have a heads up on what planning and zoning is doing, for instance, or the Port Commission, or our Economic Development Committee, and so we can see the whole picture.
Those records are already public, but Gilbert says she wants to make access easier for elected officials and the voters who elected them. Borough Manager Jeff Good told the Assembly the borough is already working toward that goal. The borough's website has been updated with lists of capital improvement projects in progress, as well as more detailed updates as part of the borough manager's reports, which are now being posted online.
It basically summarizes all of our capital improvement projects that we have. So anyone can go online and take a look at it and kind of get an update as far as all the projects that are being worked on at this time and then kind of the updates that we have.
Borough Manager's report started being published in late September before Gilbert was elected mayor. She'd advocated for the change as an assembly member as well. And Gilbert says she's heard the easy access to project information is appreciated by residents.
I've gotten a lot of comments that people are reading it and not realizing that all of this is being accomplished. And I got a call just this morning that they discovered a typo and they could not believe it was, we had a total of $24.75 million worth of capments funded by grants and local. They just thought certainly that was a typo. So this is very good.
Beyond document accessibility, Gilbert has other goals. She asked her fellow assembly members to reach out more to residents and to bring more corners of the community into the assembly's process and planning. That could include building up relationships they already have with healthcare provider search, the local tribal government, local businesses, or the Forest Service. And Gilbert also outlined priorities for the borough administration. She tasked the Economic Development Committee, in cooperation with the borough manager and local commissions, to tackle three specific items, all related to getting borough properties into private ownership.
The first item is to market the former hospital. The second item is to market the former mill site. And then the third task is to identify, develop, and market other borough-owned lands, including entitlement lands. And that would give us a good head start towards our goals.
Moving forward, Gilbert says she plans to give updates on her priorities at each meeting, and if she's absent from a future meeting, assembly members unanimously elected Dave Powell as vice mayor. He'll serve as acting mayor if Gilbert is gone. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.